A futuristic hybrid electric plane landed and took off from Philadelphia's Tioga Marine Terminal on Monday as part of a federal program to encourage the development of next-generation aircraft. Philadelphia officials and business people who attended the test flight said they'd like to see the city someday host hangars, electric chargers, and maintenance facilities for the planes of the future. WHYY's business reporter Mayor Rindy has details.
The turbines on the yellow two-seater prototype made a low roar as it descended at a sharp angle and landed on the asphalt at the marine terminal Monday morning.
Probably a little over 100 feet there. He's now just going to reconfigure and reposition for the ultra-short takeoff.
J.P. Stewart is a senior vice president at Electra, the Virginia aircraft manufacturer that's developing the plane.
This airplane has a very, very short takeoff and landing distance of about 150 feet, which allows it to get into such small spaces. Because of that short takeoff and landing distance, we can start to create new opportunities for underutilized infrastructure to then create these new point-to-point routes.
A few minutes later, the plane took off again, rising at a steep angle made possible by its propellers, which essentially create extra wind for the wings. Electra plans to eventually sell a 9-seat model, which will be manufactured in Ohio, but Pennsylvania is part of a federal program meant to encourage development of hybrid electric aircraft, and State Representative Ed Nielsen said he wants Philadelphia to become a center for maintenance of the new type of planes.
In Northeast Philadelphia, we have that ability. We have a training center right there at Northeast Philadelphia Airport to train future mechanics. We have a lot of manufacturing here, but we also want to maintain them and upgrade and make sure everything's running fine, inspect them. That's where all the jobs tend to be.
Electra plans to start testing its 9-seat plane next year and hopes to see it making commercial flights in 2030. Mayor Rindy, WHYY News.